Take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, April 20th, 2026 edition. Independent candidate Mike Duggan, Democrat, former mayor of Detroit, is going to make it almost impossible for either major party candidate to get to 53%. Of the voting in November. Three candidates running. One Republican, Democrat, and an independent. In looking at the history from the turn of the century, from 2000 through 2024 elections, those elections where the governor candidate got 53% of the vote, it bode well for almost every single down ballot office for that party. However, Michigan has had one election in the last 40 years in which a non-major party candidate finished with more than 10% of the vote. Non-major party, more than 10%. That was in Michigan, 1992. In that presidential race, primary, Ross Perot, 19.3% of the vote. Bill Clinton got 43.77% of the vote. Bush, 36.38. Well, Bill Clinton's election without 53% on the education boards, they won 7 of the 8 posts. 4 years later, 1996, Ross Perot ran again, but that time he only got 8.75% of the vote. Clinton reelected at 51.69, Bob Dole, 38.48. That year, the Democrats swept all the education boards. Now, why is MERS looking at education boards? Because education boards, folks, are the lowest common denominator for statewide race. But it proved that they won the ballot up and down the ticket that those years this information was surveyed. Now, the upshot of the data shows the question isn't necessarily the percentage of the vote that Duggan's going to win, but the percentage margin between the Democrat nominee and the Republican. Numbers show that within the last 25 years, a period of time in which elections have become increasingly partisan. If the Democratic nominee defeats the Republican nominee by at least 9 points, their education board candidates all win. Even with Governor John Engler winning re-election in 1994 and again in 1998 with more than 60% of the vote, Republicans won 5 out of 6 education boards. They did it in both 94 and again 1998. The last time in 1986, Governor Jim Blanchard delivered arguably the biggest landslide in Michigan history. In 1986, he got 68.1% of the vote. However, Democrats only won five education boards that year. So it's going to be very interesting to see what goes on with this race and the down ballot ticket. Gubernatorial candidates going to be split. I believe more Democrats will vote for Duggan than Republicans. That means Jocelyn Benson will have much lower turnout election numbers than the Republican. And unless Duggan pulls off a miracle and wins the seat as an independent, which I don't think is going to happen, it's going to definitely hurt Benson. But some history there as far as the numbers go, percentages. Being a politician means meeting with people, talking with people, and at the same time being scrutinized by people. All of this can seem akin to celebrity fishbowl, with the extra step of being held to account by the people who elect you. Well, the dictionary defines a celebrity as a famous person or someone who has broad public recognition, and that the name identification is something politicians actively seek. Well, the overlap has prompted discussions about where celebrity culture and political party intersect, especially when they run for re-election. Former U.S. Congressman Fred Upton, talking with MERS News Service, said that they, when they run for re-elections, politicians spend a lot of money on ads. They want to be recognized for what they do, how they have voted. And they need to be on their toes 24/7, even when they go to the grocery store, post office, or even fill up for gas, said former Congressman Fred Upton. Upton was in Congress for 36 years. He is the uncle of model and actress Kate Upton, who is married to Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander. Upton's great-grandfather was the co-founder of Whirlpool, which was based in southwest Michigan city of St. Joseph. Upton has been out of office for 3 years and still has people approach him when he's pumping gas or is at a restaurant. He said many times celebrities in public don't want to be recognized because they're usually used to more controlled environments or based on the fact that they play a certain character who is definitely not who they are as a private person. Often, you'll see celebrities shy away from what I call normal activities. They don't want to be harassed. They want to have a private life for the most part. However, he said, as far as congressional members go, it's nearly the opposite. Upton said when he was in office, he wanted to hear about gas prices, mail delivery, flooding issues, because it gave him the perspective of what the people he represented were looking for. To accomplish this, he attended as many activities as he could. He spoke at schools, he attended service club events, parades, town meetings, and interviews with people. I wanted people to know who I was and what my record was, and I wanted to cover the district like a blanket. Today, Upton says, I don't see a lot of public interaction with some of our politicians. pointing fingers at, for example, Congressman John James, candidate running for governor. He says, I don't understand. He's almost acting like a celebrity instead of a politician. Well, while appearing on Real Time with Bill Maher while he was still in Congress, he said the celebrity status of a politician can be fun. And he talked about a story being on Real Time with Bill Maher. It's fun, and you have to treat it that way. The biggest thing that he always enjoyed doing was charity events. They were right in his lane, where both celebrities and politicians ended up coming together. However, Upton said, I don't count myself as a celebrity. However, celebrity status is given to politicians when you serve for as long as I did. Well, name identification makes running a campaign easier. Back in 1986, his face was on billboards and yard signs. That's where the phrase, "Call me Fred," all started. I didn't want to be treated as lofty and being out of touch. I wanted to be seen as just a normal person. I wanted to be an average Joe. I did not like wearing suits. And I never, ever wanted to be called sir. And I never had a chauffeur. I always drove myself. But now we have social media. So there's a downside to the celebrity of being a politician. It's not going to go away, but it does influence people's negative opinion. My wife would say, and still does, don't look at Facebook. You won't believe what the people are saying about you. He said there were several instances of serious and credible threats made against him. He would show up at events and find out that the FBI or undercover police were all around him for protection. We'll wrap this story up. Fred Upton, former congressman, 36 years. We'll wrap this story up on the other side.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Rise and gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747 gave us room to go. From the fields to the city. You'll hear the people cheer.
Hear people cheer.
Repairing the lead. Got nothing to fear. So here's to the future. For the sky.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Dearborn, has been in Congress since 2015. She's friends with Fred Upton from their time together on the Problem Solvers Caucus. Dingell ran and won shortly before the death of her husband, John Dingell, who was the longest-serving member of Congress in United States history. Dingell said, "It is the politician that sets the standard of their tenure. When you set a celebrity-cultured standard or someone is demanding favors or asking to be treated differently, that is a matter of transparency." Dingell says she doesn't like to have to travel with an entourage, but it comes with the job. Nowadays, you do have to worry about security. However, she said she doesn't see herself as someone who is untouchable and also tries to be as visible as she can. She talked about hitting 14 different events on one Saturday. Dingell said she also saw that the underbelly of being a celebrity last year was when she fell asleep in a committee meeting. She blamed it on the fact that she had been awake for 31 straight hours during a very tense discussion on Medicaid cuts. Well, social media didn't care. People don't give you any grace. People can give it to you, and it hurts. But we live in a transparent world, and unfortunately, if you're an elected official, you have to live in that fishbowl. She said a normal person is what she would like to be. She would love to be able to just go out, be about, and talk to people. Because being an official is what it's all about. We should be able to go out in public and talk to people. However, Dingell said she doesn't think Congress should have taken a break while TSA agents aren't getting paid. She doesn't love the fact, though, that TMZ went after congressional members. We're human beings. But I also really do believe that it's the member who sets the tone as to whether or not they're perceived as a normal person, which is what I am. and I do not want to be treated any differently. Well, another congressperson from Michigan, United States Representative Sri Thanadar, Democrat from Detroit. He is an Indian immigrant who moved to the United States in 1979 and became a citizen in 1988. Thanadar became a millionaire from his chemical and pharmaceutical testing companies before running for office. During his runs, he used social media to capitalize on viral fame. But he said it is a politician's job to serve those that elect them and who we are representing in Congress. A public official must be held responsible and accountable. But we are not celebrities in the same sense as an actor or a music performer, because the public needs to hold public servants accountable. I agree with that. Thanadar went on to say politicians shouldn't seek out celebrity status. It becomes more of a distraction than a benefit. As far as social media fame goes, I think we are starting to see that some people actually play up to social media. That becomes a real distraction from the job they're elected to do. Thanadar said it was unfortunate that social media gave celebrity status to some members of Congress, and he pointed to Marjorie Taylor Greene for an example. Thanadar said celebrity status can work for a politician or against them. He pointed to Texas U.S. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who was defeated by Texas State Representative James Tallarico. He is now running for the U.S. Senate seat. He said that it's amazing that the social media, along with 24/7 news coverage, is going to hold us accountable. But being held up as a celebrity is unavoidable. It's up to the politician not to see whether or not this goes to their head. He also has seen the harassment on social media and threats made against him after he introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump, former Department of Justice Attorney General Pam Bondi, and Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth. I became a naturalized citizen in 1988, and yet the MAGA loyalists of Trump will not stop harassing me on social media. Sure, I'm always concerned for my own safety. So, celebrity status coming with being a politician. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
FM WCHY Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source.